It's the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome into the final The Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza of the season. Clay, my man, congratulations on the win over the weekend. We're going to talk about this record as well, but congratulations, my man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being in here every single week, and not just as a quarterback, but even as like a freshman quarterback. You come in here, man. You and I have talked off the air, too, where it's like, you know, it's I get it, trying to talk radio when you come off losses and stuff. You've been awesome with that stuff. It's not an easy thing to do, but you're always open. You're always having fun. We're talking about football and the future, what this team looks like. You're optimistic, but you're also real with it, too, and that's what makes some really fun radio. So we appreciate you jumping on board with this, but do the good times and bad every single week, like clockwork. You're like, dude, I'm ready to go. Let's talk.
For sure. Thank you. Yeah, you made this really easy for me, so I really appreciate it.
We'll do the same thing next year, sounds like, right?
Awesome.
I mean, Crazy Carl's Pizza is all in on this. Okay, so 72.2% completion percentage. Now the highest ever by a freshman quarterback for a season at the FBS level. That's you, my man.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a kind of a cool, small achievement. But, I mean, obviously me, the biggest thing that I focus on coming from this year is the wins and losses and obviously how many points we scored. So, you know, like that little completion percentage thing, it's a little cool. But, I mean, the biggest thing for me in this offseason, I won't even be thinking about that or focused on that. The biggest thing for me is rewatching the tape and just learning from this year and thinking of how I can, you know, improve this offense for next season and how we can go score more points and help our defense win. Because our defense for pretty much most of the season or most all of our season, you know, they put us in games where we should have won it on offense. And so that's my job as a quarterback, to learn from this year and go put on more points on the board.
Yeah, and I want to talk to you about what your off season will look like, everything. But we've had Sean Keeler on the program several times from the Denver Post, and I was reading his article, you talking to him, everything about how, you know, Labor Day Clay Millen versus Black Friday Clay Millen, totally different guys. But you know, it's a short season, but a very long season at the same time. Mm-hmm. You learn so much about your team, about yourself, and this was your first year as the guy, as the starter, mm-hmm. with this. So, I mean, your experiences from week one, from the first day of camp, go back to spring even, to now, I mean, you've got to feel completely different about the situation.
For sure, yeah. I think that I feel like a lot more comfortable playing quarterback now. I think I feel a lot more confident back there, and I think that each rep and every single day that I had over from all the way from spring ball until today and each game, you know, I think I continue to get more comfortable, and I felt confident, more confident with myself as the season went on. So I think that, like I said, every single practice, every single rep and games, it just really helps who's a quarterback to be more confident back there and feel good back there and just get more of a groove and get used to playing the game.
You mentioned to Sean, you know, your adrenaline was through the roof. Was that the Middle Tennessee game? And I'm thinking, like, Michigan, too. I'd be doing – you were so – nervous might not be the right mm-hmm. word. Just the adrenaline. You were over the top. You were ready to go. You wanted to compete. How have you, like, calmed that down? Mm-hmm. You've, like, learned to harness that, almost like a superhero kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that in the beginning of the season, you know, I've never started before, and I always had, you know, high expectations for this team, and I really cared about winning. That's something about me, is I'm always super competitive, and I think, what was it, you know, obviously first game against Michigan, I knew who we were going against, and I knew that was one of the top teams in the country, one of the best defenses in the country, so, you know, I had reasonable expectations for that game coming out of it. You know, I knew I wanted to go in there and win that game, obviously, and then Middle Tennessee came up, and I think I just had really high expectations that, you know, we were going to go in that game and go blow them out. And, you know, once things were going pretty south and, you know, we weren't moving the ball and we were losing pretty badly, you know, I think that I was pretty frustrated. And I think that, you know, I think someone mentioned it to me. It's kind of like in high school, all I did was really win, and I was only used to winning games. And I think in high school, I'd only lost 3 games in total. So I wasn't really used to that. And, you know, that second game against Middle Tennessee when we were losing, I think that I was just overreacting and I was just getting really frustrated, and I couldn't really calm my emotions down at first because I didn't really expect what was happening to happen. And I think that once I threw the touchdown to Torrey to make it 34-19, I think that was – I'd been through, like, so much downs and ups that game because, you know, we scored, I think, 3 touchdowns in 5 minutes. And,
oh, yeah.
And so I think that just my roller coaster of emotions kind of hit me, and I ended up throwing up, too. But I think as the season went on, you know, I think I really was I was able to be calm, and I was a totally different mindset and a lot more calm as the season went on, and I felt good back there.
I'd be throwing up in the Michigan.
I felt okay for Michigan. It wasn't too bad.
I'd be throwing up just thinking about that game. And then you look at Michigan, of course, and man, they did kind of what we thought they were going to do.
For sure, yeah. I hope they win the national championship, because that would be pretty cool to say we got to play against those guys.
It actually would be kind of cool. Yeah. Going back to the win over New Mexico, we had talked about this so much, just finishing the season on a high note. 17-0. You still want to score more points, but at the end of the day, you did toss two beautiful touchdown passes. And, you know, you're looking at your guys there, and Torrey Horton and Ross Simmons. I mean, these guys, they ended up, you know, they put together some nice games for you, but there's a chemistry there that I'm really starting to see take hold, especially these last couple of games.
Yeah, for sure. I think first off, I mean, our defense pitched a shutout, which is, you know, it's unbelievable as a quarterback, you know, just getting the ball back over and over and over again, and just knowing your defense is just stopping them every single time. It really gives you a lot of confidence, and they just played their butts off, and they really won this game for us. You know, they gave us a ton of possessions, and then, you know, they had a bunch of three and outs, and New Mexico wasn't moving the ball on them, so our defense played lights out. And like I said, you know, Justice Ross and Torrey, you know, they played really well. They won their one-on-ones, and it just makes it easy for me as a quarterback when I got two guys out there that can go win their one-on-ones, and I just throw up a ball to them, I know they're going to go get it. So those guys are really exciting, and our offensive line played really well. I think we had some good runs this game, and I think they gave me protection and was able to get those two downfield passes. And so I was really good offensively by the line and by our receivers to go make those plays.
One of the things I you and I were talking about off the air a little bit too is about what this four air raid offense is. I mean, we say four air raid, fans hear it and I just picture receivers streaking downfield and there's just like five guys 50 yards yeah. deep and you throw it up. There's so much to it with your progressions and everything. And you've been so open about this. You never make an excuse. You're always building up your teammates no matter what. But, you know, as far as some of the criticism, they say, well, does Clay hang onto the ball sometimes a little too long? And you were talking to me, and it just makes perfect sense about the progressions that you have to go through to make this offense click. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about that without giving too much away about four air raid offense?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, first off, you know, some of the sacks have obviously been on me this season. You know, there's some quick game stuff where there's just a one-step drop set, and it's, you know, if no one's open, I just need to dirt the ball. And so there's been some sacks that I've taken on that, and just looking on the season two, you know, that's going to be an area I need to improve in and learn how to get the ball out as quick as possible. But like you said, a lot of our plays are, you know, it's progression based, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and, you know, the first read, it's a quick read, then the second guy is a little bit further downfield, and the third guy, the fourth guy, and so by the time you get to your fourth read, really, you know, it's 2 to 3 seconds before they're there. So, you know, you have to kind of just work through your progression. That's how we're taught. But like I said, with the sacks, you know, that's something that I'll be looking at this offseason. I'll really have to improve on myself, because there's been a lot of times, you know, sometimes I've held on to the ball a little bit too long, like I've said, but there is some stuff too, like I've said, that there is some downfield plays and that, you know, I might have to hold on to it for an extra second. But yeah, that's just how it works.
It's developed. I mean, you're seeing just from me watching your games every single week, I mean, you just see there's more of a confidence there. And it won't be the first or the last time that we say a freshman quarterback is learning an offense, is learning how to command an offense and all of that. And I think we saw that. One thing, and I think you even said it a few weeks ago that you didn't maybe know about yourself, is how tough you are. I mean, dude, you take hits that I would not be alive today if any of those hits happened to me or half of that percentage came at me, and you bounce right up. I mean, there's so many times I'm like, oh, crap. Is Clay going to be able to do the show on my... No, I think about your health first, of course. But that stuff, you bounce right up and you're ready to go. Mm-hmm. And that, where you continue, did you continue to be surprised by that? At just how tough of an SOB that you are?
I mean, I think that the hits-wise coming in the season, I didn't really know how I'd handle it almost. But I mean, I think that there's a reason that we have strength coaches, and Coach Simmons does a great job getting us all ready in the off season. So, you know, especially quarterbacks can take those hits. And I think that as the season went on, I felt good with taking hits. And so, you know, if I felt like I had to on third down, try and run and get the first down, you know, I wouldn't be sliding and, you know, just try and get the first down if I could. But, you know, other times too, I'd try and protect myself. But, you know, as the season went on, I mean, honestly, some of those hits, it's kind of funny because they'll look really bad, and then you go back on film and it doesn't hurt at all. Or you'll have some tiny hit that hurts way more than some hit that a huge hit. So it's kind of funny the way that works. But a lot of the hits, you know, you got shoulder pads and it's a contact sport. I mean, you know, some of those hits don't really hurt as bad as they look, I'd say.
It's weird how that, you're right, though. We always say that. Like, a guy gets just absolutely drilled and looks like he's knocked out, and then he pops up. But then he's just running and then kind of falls down, and you're like, what happened? Yeah. With pulled muscles and all that stuff. And then your running ability, and you've said it a million times to me, listen, I don't want to run. I don't want to do that. Yeah. But we know you can, so that's kind of a nice weapon for you in the back of your mind is, I can just take off and go if I have to. Does Jay Norvell talk to you? Like, Coach Mummy and Coach Norvell, are they like, hey, you know, I mean, obviously they scouted you, so they knew you could run a little bit, but were they kind of impressed with your running ability throughout the course of the season?
I'm not sure, honestly. I don't think we've really talked about it. I mean, I think they've laughed at me a couple of times. I think against Air Force, I was doing like a high step and I thought that someone was right behind me and there was just no one around and we were all laughing about it on film. But yeah, I think that they just want me to move the ball. I mean, if you know, the pocket's collapsing and there's not anyone downfield, you know, they're good with me, obviously, taking off and getting positive plays. But it's my job to go through my progression first and go read it down the field. I mean, they're not going to be happy if I'm just taking off and running and I got Torrey wide open down the sideline. Mm, yeah. So that's the biggest thing for me is I'm always looking to pass first. And then second off, it's my job as a quarterback to just move the offense. So, you know, if I just get a couple yards on a scramble and we're moving the offense, then that's okay.
Now, I know you can't answer this, and I know you wouldn't answer it even if you knew, but I have to ask. This is what I get paid millions of dollars for, Clay. Torrey Horton.
Mm-hmm.
Ram next year? Enter the NFL draft? What can you say?
Yeah, obviously it's not for me to say. You know, I mean, I think Torrey is a great guy to have. I mean, obviously he's been a great receiver and he gets open every single time, and so I think it's his third year and he's got, I think, two more years of eligibility left, and I think that you know, he's been loyal to this coaching staff and I think that he loves being a Ram, so that's all I'll give you guys.
I mean, just come back, Torrey, if you're listening, play this podcast back to him, come back, go light it up next season, might as well throw in another season after that, and then improve your stock. I think, did Michael Gallup get drafted in the third round by the Cowboys? I could be wrong on that one. Michael, why don't you do a fact check there for me? You could go get drafted in the first round. Go do that. Go be the best wide receiver that's ever come out of Colorado State. There it is. I made my pitch.
Awesome.
Do you think he'll buy it? He'll like that?
Oh, yeah.
He'll be into it. Well, and then that was the thing. Before you guys got here, before Norvell got here, before Adazio got here, Colorado State was kind of becoming somewhat known by its wide receivers. I mean, wide receiver U was kind of a nickname, at least we knew. Some people nationally started to pick it up because you had the Rashard Higgins, the Michael Gallups, and you saw Warren Jackson go on to do some, you know, again, just kind of having a cup of coffee, but still playing in the league. And so we started saying, this is wide receiver U. I look at Torrey Horton. Heck, I look at some of these guys, you know, Justice Ross Simmons. They could go out and really recharge that mini nickname for Colorado State.
For sure, yeah. I mean, obviously, look at what Torrey did this season. And the crazy thing about Torrey is that, you know, how young he is for his age. I think he's a full year behind where he should be. You know, he should be in my class. And so just how young he is, it's kind of crazy to see the numbers he's putting up. And I think that he started as a true freshman when he was 17, and he was making three touchdowns in a game as a true freshman. So I think that Torrey's a guy that, you know, he's going to keep on getting better, which is crazy because he's still so young. And he obviously has a bright future here and at the next level, too. And those other young guys, too. I mean, Justice Ross Simmons, LB, Jordan, I think that those guys are all guys with really high ceilings. I mean, I think that Justice, you know, next year and 2 years from now, he's going to be a serious problem in the red zone. You know, he's a big physical guy. He can go get the one-on-one ball, so I'm super excited about him. And LB is kind of like, he almost has like a little bit of a mini Torrey in him. He's really twitchy guy. He's really smooth with his routes. He can get open down the field, and you know, you watch on film, he almost looks a little bit like Torrey does when he's out there. So we're really excited about him. And then another guy is Jordan Williams. He's another, you know, 6'6" tight end that's, you know, he's a little skinny right now because he's a true freshman, but he's another guy that's strong, and he's going to keep on getting better. He's going to keep on getting bigger in the weight room, which is good because, you know, he's got such a high upside. And obviously him coming in, you know, like most freshmen, a little bit on the thinner side, but he's going to keep on developing, which, you know, just shows he has a high ceiling. And I think that, you know, he's another guy that when, you know, they had Cole Turner in Nevada his freshman year, I think the Jordan Williams and Cole Turner have a lot of similar traits as they have.
Is there any conversation between you and Torrey about switching positions? Because he threw a pass to you, and you caught it. It looked good. 16 yards, man. That was fantastic.
Yeah, sadly, I think we're both sticking to our positions.
Dude, I love that play call, though. I thought it was really fun, and to see you out there, I knew I was going to talk to you about it because,
yeah,
you know, you're running the football, you're going all over the place, you're throwing the ball. Well, now you're receiving it, too.
Yeah, yeah. The biggest thing was just don't drop it and just get out of bounds and get the yards. So that was the biggest thing for me.
How often do you practice that play?
We practiced it all week. We hadn't been practicing it all year, and we put it on a Monday, and I was had a big old smile when they told us it was going in, and I was hoping that I'd just be wide open and there'd be no one around
just take
for a
off.
Touchdown, but I was still wide open, but there's still a guy to prevent me from getting in the end zone. But yeah, we practiced, I think, at least twice a day, 2 to 3 times a day for that week.
So did it go well every time you practiced?
Every single time in practice, it was good.
So you knew it was going to hit.
Yeah. Once I saw the corner kind of go in, I was like, all right, I'm going to be wide open right here.
Do you like those trick? Do you like doing a lot of trick plays?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a big play, I like it.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see more of that next year because I think that stuff is just so much fun. And again, you can't do it all the time. You have to really be particular mm-hmm. with how you do it. But
for sure.
Man, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, you beat New Mexico 17-0. The Rams finish on a winning note. We'll come back. We'll keep talking about, you know, what Clay does, what the plans are for the offseason. Obviously, you know, getting back to the drawing board and getting ready for another year next year. I think it's going to be a big year. So we'll get into that more and just maybe some football talk with Clay Millen. It's the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on 103.1 and 1310 KFKF.
Go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Talk to me, welcome back into the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I want to shout out to End Credit Union as well. For working with us, working with Clay. I know they think the world of you too, man. Fred is a great dude, and anytime we're getting ready for a show, he's like, Clay Millen show's on, right? Like, he is a diehard Rams guy, and he wants to do everything. Ant Credit Union, they want to do everything in their power to support what you guys are doing. And these NIL deals that you and I've talked about too, like, I've been a supporter of these for years. I just think it's another opportunity for student athletes to get out and try new things, meet business owners and all of that, and have new experiences that they can carry with them that they can use beyond the college world.
For sure. I think that it's a lot of great connections you get to make, and it's a lot of life skills you get to learn, especially just me coming on this radio show just for this season. I've learned a lot of life skills, got to meet a lot of cool people, and obviously the people at End, they do a great job, and got to meet them and get out in the community. So it's been just a fun experience, too, just to do some of the NIL stuff.
You mean I've taught you some life experiences? Nobody has ever said that about any of the show.
a little bit.
It is, I'll be honest. No, it's been so much fun, and you're going to be interesting with us, too, because, you know, I know what, you know, you're going to be growing with this program, and last year was our first year doing NIL stuff, and, you know, we had two different defensive linemen on the show last year. One was obviously a friend of ours still. Well, both are friend of ours, but Ellison, our guy, Ellison Hubbard, you know, he transferred in the middle of the season, and then we ended up going with another guy after that with Scott, and some great guys, great opportunity, but from your perspective, it's so fun because everybody wants to hear from the quarterback,
you know.
And especially as you're growing in the offense, you're going to be able to tell us more and more and more. And that's why initially, you know, when we first talked, it's like, this could be really fun, not just for this season, but as we grow this thing throughout the next couple of years.
For sure. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, no question about it. It's the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. You get the win over New Mexico, so you finish on a positive there. When you look back at the season that was, obviously, we've talked about it. You know, it's not where you want. You want this offense scoring more, especially in the red zone. But what kind of sticks out to you when you look at this season? You know, you're coming over from Nevada. It was such a big story with Coach Norvell bringing a lot of guys over. Then there was transfer stuff happening. You start the season against Michigan. I mean, so many interesting little anecdotes to add to the season. What really sticks out to you?
Yeah, I think that just, you know, the beginning of the season, I think that first off, we were just a team that really was not playing together. And I think that a lot of guys in the locker room, you know, we weren't really a solid unit in there. You know, the first four games, we got blown out every single time. And it was just, it wasn't a good vibe in the locker room to start out. And, you know, once all the players left, I mean, I think that was kind of our, like, turning point. I know we didn't win a lot of games, but I think that our team at the end of the year was a lot better than that week four team. I mean, we've been blown out 4 weeks in a row, and, you know, even though we didn't win the games we wanted to, you know, we went 3-5 in conference, and we're more competitive, obviously, at the end of the season than we were at the beginning. And I think that was a huge part of it, was just all the guys that left and, you know, the guys that stayed. We were just a lot tighter of a locker room, and everyone wanted to be there, and we all felt good about each other. And I think that some of the biggest takeaways, obviously, is I think our defense, you know, after the first four games, you know, they in conference play, you know, maybe outside the Boise game, you know, they played their butts off, you know, every single game. They gave us a chance to win. They did their job. I mean, as a quarterback, I mean, it's my job to score points. And, you know, looking back in the season and our defense, I think that every single game that our defense played in conference, you know, obviously, like I said, outside the Boise one, you know, it gave us a chance to win, and we should have won those games. Our defense did their job. And if our defense can play the same way they did this year in conference, like, you know, we start scoring some points, I think we'll be a serious team that's going to be, you know, tough to beat. So I think the biggest takeaway, obviously, like I said, going back, I'll be watching film and just watching every single game and taking notes of myself and seeing where I can improve. And like I said, like the biggest emphasis, obviously, one of the biggest emphasis will be red zone. You know, we've got to score there, we've got to finish, and we got to find ways to put points on the board.
I've always wondered this, Clay, too. You're the quarterback, so you're involved. I mean, players are involved in so many different things, but obviously you're heavily involved in installs and plays and all this stuff. How involved is a college athlete? You know, when you're talking about, I just saw Jay Norvell tweeting out, you know, the recruiting season begins, and we're going at it, we're ringing that bell, we're already getting guys in. Is that something that you're involved? Like, do you know of any of the guys beforehand? I'm just asking. I have no clue. Like, do the coaches say, hey, we're looking at this guy? Does any of that conversation, does that come up with you, or does it come up with other guys down the road?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing when you're getting recruited to, you know, when you're getting signed to a class, then you obviously, you know, text guys and call them and say, like, where are you thinking at and stuff like that to get them to come to the school. And then obviously the biggest thing is just trying to get guys to stay. You know, there's fifth year guys that have an extra year of eligibility left, and, you know, they, we have a lot of good players that are fifth year guys that could go play somewhere else, or they could go to the NFL. And I think the part of the recruiting too is just, like, you know, talking to your guys in the locker room and just seeing where their head's at and trying to get them to stay. So I think that's another big thing. It's just keeping, you know, as many fifth year guys that we can that have one more year left and try and get them to stay another year here. So that'll be a huge thing for us.
Yeah, and that's what's the whole process is just never ending. I mean, these coaches are, you know, working throughout the course of the season. And as soon as it's over, we're out on that trail trying to see who we can help, who we can get in here to help make this this program better going forward. So what does the off season kind of look like for you now? Like, what? Okay, first off, what's this week look like?
Yeah, so today we had a kind of a final team meeting for the season, and then I'll have my final exit meeting with Coach Mummy tomorrow. So we'll just kind of talk about the season and everything heading forward. And so today I just lifted two. It's optional lifts now. So I'll lift Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then after that, you know, it's pretty much just school for you, and you get a lift until, I think, December 12th. I think that's our final day of finals. And then after that, we get a month off, and then we'll be heading back in January. So, and starting up winter workouts again. So,
is there a part of you, though, you know, with the season that was, and again, you ended on a win, so that was nice. Is there a part of you that's like, I'm excited to get a little break, or are you one of those guys that's like, I want to be playing this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I love to play football, so I'd love to play as much as I can. But, I mean, at the same time, I'm excited to go back and see my friends, too. So finish out the school year strong and then get to see those guys. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, and a slight break, I think, is always good. But, obviously, I'll still be working back home in Arizona. So I'm just excited to go back and see my friends and just get to be kind of, you know, a regular college student and just get to enjoy myself. But at the same time, I'll obviously still be working hard and getting ready for winter workouts again and doing everything I need to be prepared coming into that. So
it's crazy. We're already at the end of, done with the season.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I mean, just absolutely nuts. And again, when I found out you were, because I'd already heard your name. I think when the idea that Coach Norvell was going to be the head coach here at CSU, your name was popping up, obviously. People, oh, this will probably be the quarterback, all that stuff. So my brain got to clicking, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to reach out to this guy. And then you and I chatted, and it was like, hey, let's talk about putting this show together. And Crazy Carl's Pizza was excited. They love being a part of our – I mean, we started this thing with them. That was our very first business that jumped in. And they just love so much about Colorado State, but community – local prep, like the prep scene too, they're all about it. So then we got together, and it was kind of a no-brainer. Next year, the plan, we're getting Coach Mummy on. We got to do that, right?
For sure,
got to make that happen.
Yep.
So we'll have some fun with that side of it. And just we're what I like about it is we can see this thing grow with you, and we get to document that on the radio show
for
every
sure.
single week. So
yeah,
that's what's
be
fun.
Awesome.
All right, let's take a quick break. 35 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. It's a Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Join Good Morning NoCo on December 6th for Weld Gives Day. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And we're back in for the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Our final Clay Millen Show of the season. Already talking about some fun ideas that we'll put together next year. So do you unplug from football for a little bit? Like, obviously, your individual football you're not unplugging from. You're studying, you're getting better, working out, lifting. But do you find yourself this weekend wanting to watch games? Like, we got championship weekend coming up, or do you need a little break?
Yeah, I think I'll probably watch it. I think I still enjoy to watch football, but I think more when I go back to Arizona, that's kind of my time. I'll throw in the morning, but then after that, my mind and everything, you know, it's not on football at all. I'm just thinking about, you know, enjoying myself and enjoying my free time. So that's the biggest thing is when I'm off, you know, in Arizona, I'll do what I have to do, lift and you know, go throw. But, you know, when you're in the season, you're always thinking about football. It's always on your mind and, you know, games and stuff like that and practice are always on your mind. But I think once I go back to Arizona, I'll just like last time, it was just totally don't think about football. Just do what I have to do to keep on getting better as a quarterback, but allow my mind to kind of relax and not think about any of that football stuff.
Yeah, I always wonder, you know, what's that like? Because I've heard even, you know, professional football players, they're like, I honestly don't watch football at all except for what I have to watch, mm-hmm. like film study and all of that. But you're still, I mean, at this point, you're still a big fan of just watching football overall.
Yeah, last weekend when it was all the rivalry games, I watched
crazy,
you know, Washington State, you know, Alabama, Auburn, and then Ohio State and Michigan, obviously. So, yeah, I still just like watching football in general.
Yeah, and then seeing, like you said, seeing Michigan, you know, you guys played that team. And, you know, we said at the beginning of the season, well, that team's probably going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, here they sit. So,
yeah,
that team's ridiculous. And, I mean, yeah, they didn't have to do it running the ball. They were throwing the ball left and right in that game. I did not think that was how they were going to – if they were going to beat Ohio State, I didn't think that was how it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think that Ohio State just, you know, they played close to the box and it just left a lot of guys wide open down the field if you watch that game. And so I think that that's kind of what Ohio State tried to take away was them running in. And, you know, Michigan surprised everyone and threw the ball deep.
What do you think of the Mountain West Conference Championship game? We got Boise State and Fresno State. You guys played Boise State and, you know, didn't play Fresno State because of the sides of the conference. Mm-hmm. But that's an intriguing matchup. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I think the pickers or whatever, the guys making the picks kind of thought Fresno State, Boise State, maybe Air Force would be in the thick of things. And I'll tell you, Clay, like with Boise State, I thought, you know, their quarterback transferred early in the season.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, Boise's going to fall apart here. And that quarterback of theirs kind of got going, too. So they find themselves in the championship game up against Jake Haner's Fresno State Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think the Mountain West, it kind of was a little bit more of a down year, especially in the beginning. You know, I think, like you said, Boise was trying to figure some things out. They had some, you know, guys transferring and, you know, all that stuff happened. But I think outside of Michigan, obviously, I think that Boise State, was probably the best team that I feel like we faced. They had a lot of old guys, and so a lot of those old guys on defense will be gone next year. They had a lot of fifth and sixth year seniors with their last year. So I think they're just like a veteran team. I think that was really the only game in conference that I felt like, you know, we deserved to obviously lose that one. So I think that'll be interesting, too, when Jake Haner's coming back. I think that'll be a really good game because I think, obviously, Fresno's a much different team. And they lost some games without Jake Haner that I think that they would have won if he was playing that game.
It's an interesting point that you brought up, too. I mean, you look at your conference record, 3-5, but you guys were in all of those games. I mean, you go back to your first, obviously you beat Nevada. Utah State was close. I still think that maybe if you're in that game, something changes there. You beat Hawaii. The Boise State game was tough. San Jose State, certainly some opportunities there.
For sure.
Wyoming was a one-point game. Mm-hmm. Air Force was a close game as well. So that's got to be a really encouraging thing for you guys to go, you know, other than Boise State, we battled in every single conference game.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing was obviously our defense. You know, they kept us in all those games. I mean, offensively as a quarterback, I look at those games and I think to myself, you know, I didn't do enough to help our team win games and score more points because that's my job as a quarterback. But I think the most encouraging thing is obviously our defense and what they did in conference play. And it really showed that, you know, in a regular year when our offense is, you know, scoring a lot more points, I mean, like I said earlier, like we're going to be a serious team that people are going to be worried about if our defense continues to play the way they did, because in conference play, they did their job, and we should have been, you know, the way our defense played, we should have been 7-1 realistically because of how many points our defense allowed and the way they played all season.
I read a report, and I don't have it in front of me, but I read something 2 weeks ago and it was from a fairly legitimate sports site that said Colorado State, they're on pace to, this guy predicted that you guys would have one of the biggest turnarounds in all of college football in the conference specifically. So nationally, a lot of people are very high on Jay Norvell and what you guys are building here. So that's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, like I said, I'll say the same thing over and over. You know, we didn't win the games we wanted to, but I think that you could definitely see there was improvement as the season went along, and we were competitive in those conference games. And I think that, you know, in the beginning of the first four games in the season, if you were to say that, you know, we were really competitive in six of the eight games, then, you know, I think that fans would really enjoy that. And I think that, you know, the first four games of the season, it was like it wasn't even close every single week. You know, maybe outside the Middle Tennessee, it got a little close at the end, but for the most part, I mean, all those games are just straight up blowouts. And then for us to come in a conference play and go win a couple games and, you know, keep it close, I mean, obviously it's disappointing and I want to go win those games, but I think that, you know, we showed a little bit of improvement and there's been some areas where I think that there's some young guys playing really well. And I think that it's like, okay, we build around that. And, you know, guys like Justice Ross Simmons, you know, LB and Jordan and, you know, Keegan Hamilton too. And I think those guys are all going to be really good players.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, because again, you those first few games of the season, you know, fans were wondering, like, is this just going to be one of those years where it's a lot of blowouts, we just got to take the growing pains? But you're right, you recovered and you won some games, you competed in a lot of games. And, you know, again, at the start of the season, I think folks wondered, are they going to be able to be competitive in these games? And you guys did. And again, in the conference, the most important part of this. So I think there's a lot of positives. I think there's light at the end of the tunnel for Colorado State. And certainly folks are excited to see. I don't think the excitement has really dropped off. You know, I don't know what it looks like at Canvas, but as far as the excitement of Rams fans thinking that this is going to be a really good offense and Jay Norvell and company are going to make this thing right at some point. And I think as soon as next season, I think that's, fans are very, very excited still about this program.
For sure. Yeah. I think that a huge offseason, I mean, you know, we're going to get a lot of work in with the receivers. I mean, a big thing was, you know, all those freshman receivers, they didn't come in the spring. And so I was thrown to guys like, you know, Ty and Melquan mainly, and obviously Torrey too. But all my reps in the spring and even a lot of the offseason was mostly with those guys because I was planning on them being my receivers. So I didn't throw as much reps in practice. And obviously over the spring, I didn't get a throw to them at all, to those younger guys. And then, you know, that chemistry wasn't really exactly there because I didn't get all those reps. But, you know, as the season went along and I got a throw to those guys, that chemistry built. And I think that over the offseason, that chemistry is going to continue to get better.
I tend to agree, man. I think we've all seen a lot of those positives that will take hold. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, we'll wrap it all up on the other side. It's the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Keep it here for the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Saturday mornings at 7. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Our final segment of the season. I'm sure we'll have you on my show at some point, just hanging out. But This is the last Clay Millen Show until, well, I guess, next fall, my man.
For sure, yeah.
It's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait for next season already. I've been talking this up. I'm a big fan of you, obviously, and you're bigger than me. And I'm a big fan of Coach Norvell. I think he's bigger than me, too. Matt Mummy, all those guys. And again, you brought some of the defensive studs in, too. We love this Colorado State team. Doesn't mean we can't be critical at times, but we love this Colorado State team. And I feel it, man. I feel like this team, with you at quarterback, with Coach Norvell, with Coach Mummy, you guys are on the right track. And you have some stud players, hopefully all coming back next year. But like guys like Avery Morrow, I mean, a pleasant surprise to me, at least. Mm-hmm. And there's some talent here. There's some pieces. If we can figure it out and get it all together, next year could be really something else.
For sure, yeah. I think there's a lot of talented players in this team and a lot of old veteran, you know, talented guys in the defense. And I think that just continuing to develop the young guys in the offense, and I think this thing can really hit.
Well, I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped to see what this this program can do. And I know it's going to be a huge off season for Coach Norvell and Coach Mummy and Freddie Banks, everybody involved, just trying to get this thing where we all know it will be sooner rather than later. So, man, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I didn't even ask about that. But I know you're going to get some time off coming up for Christmas and New Year's and all that stuff. So, man, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for everything this year.
All right, my man. The Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We will have it again. It'll just take a few months. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.